Proclamation number 6714 of 13th of December, 1956. Free will. Gardenia. New banishment. You will never be able to detach yourselves from me, even if you don't want to acknowledge me. And your being proves the bond between me and you, otherwise you would no longer be able to exist. Thus a detachment from me is tantamount to complete transgression, and since everything that has emerged from me will also remain in existence for eternity, a detachment from me is therefore also impossible. Whether you acknowledge me or not only determines the nature of your being. It only determines the measure of light and strength in which you find yourselves, and it further determines the degree of bliss, your state, which can be agonizing if you lack light and strength. During your earthly life as a human being you, who reject me, are not aware of the lack of light and strength, and therefore you also stick to your rigid rejection of myself. Of the being which is in highest perfection and from whose power you once emerged. Yet after the death of your body you will feel this lack agonizingly and yet even then you will still mostly persist in your rejection because no light will shine for you in whose glow your thinking could clarify itself. But since I created you as free beings and thus also placed you outside freely so that you should become independent beings in isolation from me, which also remained in the perfection given to them by me in free will, I also had to respect this free will and let you go your way according to your will. And you chose darkness of your own accord, but my will did not keep you. However, you can also voluntarily return to the light at any time. And because this is and will remain my will to snatch you from the darkness and lead you to the light again, I will also not refrain from repeatedly letting the light shine for you which shall entice you to step into its glow. This happens on earth and I also continue my efforts in the kingdom of the beyond. But always without compulsion of will. And therefore often unsuccessfully. Not to acknowledge me, to believe to be completely independent of a higher power, thus to openly deny me, is evidence of profound darkness, because such a person's thinking lacks all light of realization. Because his edifice of thought is completely groundless and would have to collapse if the human being had the serious will to receive clarification about the cause and purpose of existence. If he would think about it, of good will. But where this will is lacking, the light which often flashes before him is not heeded either. And thus the light in the kingdom of the beyond will also be shunned and the darkness will remain impenetrable, but the state of torment will also become increasingly worse because a change should be striven for. Either in a favorable or also in an unfavorable sense, that the ever-increasing darkness results in a hardening, which again signifies banishment in matter. Once the being has to reach the light of realization, and once it has to hand itself over to me, it has to acknowledge me in free will and strive towards me. Yet the human being who denies a God has little prospects of very quickly attaining the light of realization, for he has detached himself from me of his own free will. He is still completely under my adversary's control. Whom he certainly does not acknowledge either but who has transferred his attitude to the human being, so that the latter confidently holds his view and can rarely be taught otherwise. And yet he could come to the light on earth if he would only ask once but not consider himself to be knowledgeable. Then he would also follow the light which I also kindle for him in order to help him on the path of return to me. But free will also remains with him, no matter how wrongly he directs it. For he once departed from me in all freedom, he turned away from me of his own free will, and now he must also take the path back to me of his own free will, which, however, can take an infinitely long time but will certainly happen one day. Amen.